I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, I think you're going to be in for a treat this evening because we're going to have some absolutely astounding information coming your way in the next hour or so. And we're going to be continuing the theme of connecting ancient civilizations with modern times. Specifically, we're going to be talking about the amazing race of beings called the Atlara. We're going to be getting into ways that you can connect with some of the fantastic healing techniques and crystal technology that's available now that was available during Atlantean times. We're going to be talking about some scientific research that is enabling us currently to increase our oxygenation levels up to 300%, and lots more. But before we get into all that, I'd like to kick off the show in the usual manner by doing a little japa yoga, and that will be in the nature of a short mantra meditation as led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, it would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari, Hari, Hari.
Hari Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Oh.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes. And that was from a personal tape of mine from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And for those of you who are new to ET Yoga, I'd like to also point out that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical as much as humanly possible. And that's in line with developing your own techniques and tools for self-empowerment and self-sovereignty concerning your health issues and enabling you to not only create perfect health for yourself, but also to deal with issues on a personal basis. And also, for those that are new to ET Yoga, I would highly, highly suggest that you get a paper and pencil handy for tonight's program, because there's going to be lots of information coming your way and probably lots of things that you'll want to spend some time on your own researching. And sometimes I'm told that I have kind of the machine gun approach towards information, and lots of it comes rapidly. And if you'd like to take your time and go over the program at your leisure, best way to do that is either go into the archives at BBS Radio, or you can go to my website at etyoga.com, and at etyoga.com on the main page, is a button there called Radio Archives. You simply hit that button and you'll go to about the last 10 ET Yoga programs. And this program will be in the archives within a day or two after the actual program. Also, there's nothing I appreciate more than hearing about successes of my listening audience with respect to their utilizing techniques, concepts and ideas that they hear on the program. And you can contact me at paperfungo, that's PAPERFUNGO, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. That's paper, PAPERFUNGO, paperfungo, all lowercase, at yahoo.ca. I'd like to also get my listening audience up to speed this evening with some concepts that have been talked about many times on ET Yoga. And one of those concepts is the concept that our holographic universe actually flashes in and out of existence. And that's a scientific fact now, as well as it has been channeled by Barbara Marciniak, via the Pleiadian information, as well as in channelings of Metatron. And to make a practical application of that concept, the Pleiadians have also stated that thought exists in between the flashing in and out of the universe. And thus, thought would also equal belief. And further science has supported spiritual information by noting that the holographic universe that we live in operates much like a virtual reality computer program, where the energy is that of consciousness and the language of interpretation, like any computer program has its language of interpretation, and language interpretation of the universe is belief. Thus, what you believe is. And also in conjunction with that, the concept that in order for you to physically experience anything in the third dimension, you must be a frequency match for that which you experience. And this whole concept of belief is certainly near the foundation of the concepts of ET Yoga, because ET Yoga is primarily about the real yoga, which is union of you and your higher self. So the primary goal is self-realization. However, belief certainly plays a very major part in any spiritual journey. And in relating this whole concept to health, our beliefs, which would exist in this space between the flashing in and out of this holographic universe, also lodges itself in our etheric bodies and our auras. And this is the place where disease first enters the human system. And it is also directly connected to emotion, because all disease is connected to some form of dysfunctional emotion. And as Qigong master Ming Tonggu has stated, stress, which manifests itself sometimes chronically, creates blockages in our energy systems. And one of the primary functions of the art of Qigong is to free up that energy, much the same as the concept of acupuncture. And I would highly, highly recommend Qigong. And as you can prove for yourself by going to a YouTube channel by Greg Braden, that's Braden, and the title being Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, it's all about a woman going to a Qigong center in Beijing, China, and documented visually are three practitioners that actually make her tumor dissolve and disappear in a 3-minute period. And it may sound fantastic and a miracle by Western standards, but go and see the video and also his connected explanations of what he would then term as a technology as opposed to a miracle. And by the way, that Qigong Center in Beijing, China, operated for about a 10-year period with an 85% cure rate for all types of diseases, including cancer. And it was done without any operations or any pharmaceutical drugs. And that is why there are many Qigong centers now appearing all over the world. And Master Ming Tonggu, that's Mingtonggu, Ming Tonggu, actually worked at that Beijing Qigong Center, healing disease. And related, of course, to this idea of beliefs is information from Bashar Esasani, who states that it is your beliefs and your definitions and your intentions and your emotions that create your experience about a reality. They're a perfect reflection of your beliefs, intentions, emotions, definitions. And thus, by doing your homework, you can go in, and if you're finding that things are showing up in your outer reality, you'll know that you have to be a perfect frequency match in order for those experiences to become manifest. Thus, the whole concepts of the importance of what you believe. And the Andromedans would throw another spin on that, and that is to actually trace why it is you believe what you do believe, because there's many different ways that we come to conclusions that we believe a certain thing to be true when, in point of fact, it may not be objectively true. And doing homework in this area is that would be quite beneficial as well. Another concept that I constantly bring up on ET Yoga is the whole concept of positive spin, because the power of positive spin to me is it is reality creation. And the simple formula is that when you see something as a negative and you define it as negative and put negative definition and negative spin on that perception, you will then create for yourself a negative experience. By placing a positive definition and a positive emotional spin on an outer circumstance, you will create a positive experience. And the physics of how that works is that each belief gets you vibrating at a unique set of frequencies, and these frequencies then attract by sympathetic resonance those holograms vibrating in the same frequency. And this is out of the background universal matrix of infinite possible holograms, which is all of the infinite possible versions of reality that one simultaneously exists, that are simultaneously existing. And those holograms and symbols that synchronistically vibrate at the same frequencies as the frequencies of your belief get pulled out from this matrix and received by you as the actual external physical experiences that you then sense as real, that you sense as objective reality. So each belief is a unique set of frequencies, which is a template that determines which holograms you attract into your experience. And this is like highly, highly important. And the proof's in the pudding. The next time a negative experience pops up in your reality, try throwing a positive experience and positive emotion on that set of circumstances and log it and then see how it turns out. And even if you don't see any possible way something good can come from that, you can even say that, look, I don't see any possible way that anything can good from this, but I'm going to place positive spin on this situation because I just can't wait to see what good can come from it. So I highly, highly suggest those techniques. Now, in continuing the theme of connecting ancient civilizations to modern times, actually on the last program I mentioned the concept of All Hallows Eve or Halloween. And Halloween is actually the eve before the destruction of the second fall of Atlantis. The actual destruction took place on November 1st, but October 31st is All Hallows' Eve. And according to Metatron, Atlantis existed for over 200,000 years, and the vast majority of Atlantean times were epochs of light. And it was only the final phase, the period from about 17,500 BC to 10,000 BC, in our terms, was a dark era, but one rich in lessons. And Metatron says, we tell you, in fact, that the golden period of Atlantis was the highest level of light consciousness ever achieved on the Earth in any advanced civilization, higher than Lemuria, higher than Mu, higher than Rama, higher than Ignatius, and 70% of all on the planet at that time experienced physicality there. So 70% of the people probably listening to this broadcast had experience in Atlantis. And by the way, if you go on your internet and check out some of the discoveries in and around Bimini, Florida, you'll see that there's been several parts of the actual Atlantis that have been actually discovered, but they don't make mainstream news. And photographic evidence. I'd also like to mention that there was this amazing race of beings that existed at the time of Atlantis called the Atla Ra. And I'm sure there's some of our listening audience that are going to connect with the Atla Ra. Possibly you're one of those people who really likes Arcturian information, Pleiadian, Sirian, Andromedan information, and you kind of can connect with all those different extraterrestrial civilizations, but nobody's ever really honed down your home planet or your star family, and maybe it's because you're connected to the Atla Ra, and the Atla Ra were actually connected even with 12th dimensional energy, so they're more from a dimension than from a specific planet. And the law of one, contingency of Poseidon, that was an island in Atlantis, were devoutly a spiritual people and sought equally among the people and a unification of oneness. Their skin was toned as a golden blue, but was very translucent. Their auric fields were visible to all. Thus, the stages of spiritual mastery were immediately discernible by the colors and size of the auric Merkana. The highest among the Atla Ra exuded Merkara, and that's the energy of the Avatar. They were able to operate in complete consciousness of multidimensionality, to manifest and regenerate at will, and the Merkara field of the Avatar, even in physical manifestation in 3D, was primarily in Earth via the 12th dimension. And from the rainbowscribe.com, we get the following, that the sect of scientists priests were referred to as the Atla Ra. The Atla Ra maintained the highest standards of consciousness and were able to continue vibrating at very high frequencies of consciousness at and above the level of 12th dimensional light and energy, remaining very pure and resonant with the true oneness concept of the Creator God. They sustained higher dimensional telepathic contact with the advanced space brethren from the Pleiades, Arcturus, Andromeda, and Sirius. I should also point out that in a channeling from Metatron, the Atlantean Temple of One was what may be termed a center for advanced learnings and exclusive university of sorts for the select of the initiates of the scientist priest, which were the Atla Ra. And it was called the Atla Room, as in Atla, A-T-L-A-R-U-U-M. Room is a word from the sacred frequential semantics of the Atlantean Golden Race, a term meaning mystery initiate school. The tonal qualities of this term will open memories of many of you who were among the Poseidons, especially those of you who were among the Atla Ra. This wisdom school taught of advanced mathematics, physics, sacred geometry, hyperdimensional geometry, crystalline chemistry, alchemistry, energy dynamics, as well as the disciplines of astral travel and achievement of multidimensionality. Most of the faculty were of the Golden Race, yet included ascended masters such as Thoth, and masters from the Pleiades, Arcturus, Andromeda, and Sirius A and B. The Golden Race were tall beings ranging in height from 9 to 12 feet by today's measurement. They were direct descendants of the Pleiadian masters and were very gentle, peaceful beings of an extremely high intelligence and resonance. The Om crystal was situated in the center of the temple. It was held in suspension within a series of spinning rings that spherically surrounded it. And these were of a metallic alloy which condensed an anti-gravity field that suspended the crystal. The Atla-Ra adepts were able to utilize the Om crystal for what is termed dimensional travel and time travel. It served as a celestial port. Indeed, it will amplify the ability of humans to seek travel in the astral and well beyond. Mount Shasta is already quite prolific in that capacity. Indeed, the Om crystal will exponentially increase that potential for all who seek experience there. And a highly disciplined and evolved sect of the scientist priests held the technical wisdom and expertise of managing the crystal power grids. And the vast majority of the Atla-Ra were of the tall golden race, but there were also members from the bronze, white, Lemurian, brown, and cetacean races. At that time, there were still avatar-level cetacean dolphin beings that walked on two legs, verbally communicated, and breathed air in a similar fashion to humankind. The avatar cetaceans were golden in skin coloration and are the source of those termed the golden dolphin. The golden dolphin were harbingers of the aspect termed matriarchal, an energy that you term feminine divine, although they were primarily non-gendered in the physical sexual sense of the present paradigm. I should also point out that some of the members of the Atla-Ra that are familiar to us were Galileo, Isaac Newton, Einstein, Tesla, Edison, Da Vinci, and Marcel Vogel. And when I look at that list of names, they all struck a chord with me except for this Marcel Vogel, and I was thinking, who's Marcel Vogel? Well, it turns out long ago, the ancient mystery schools of Atlantis contained a section of the Atla-Ra that programmed crystals with light and sound frequencies. And the crystals emitted a Hertzian vibration field that were extremely beneficial. These were used for balancing the human field, enhancing health, healing disease, and for awakening into higher dimension. Some were also able to open an interdimensional channel to other worlds and especially to the divine self. And in an article by Dr. Barbara LaRocca, that's L-A-R-O-C-C-A, Dr. Barbara LaRocca, she gets into who this Marcel Vogel was. And obviously, he was in a previous incarnation in Atla-Ra. And the purpose of the article is to introduce you to a powerful way of connecting with the Earth's healing energy. And one of these connections is natural quartz crystal that are cut to unfold their fullest power. They are referred to as authentic Vogel crystals. Marcel Vogel, that's V-O-G-E-L, lived from 1917 to 1991. He was with IBM for 27 years doing research and development. He developed the magnetic coating for IBM's disk drive, the first liquid crystal displays, or LCD, and researched the effect of the mind and emotions on plants. He eventually began to use raw, single-terminated quartz crystals. By pointing the crystal at another person, he discovered that the crystal amplified thoughts and emotions, often putting the individual into an altered state of consciousness. After leaving IBM, Vogel continued his research on the use of quartz crystals and their ability to heal people. He founded the Psychic Research, Inc., a group dedicated to intensive research into healing energies, especially those of various shapes of quartz crystals. he discovered that double terminated wands cut in the same spatial ratios and proportions of the Tree of Life and pyramids of Egypt are able to transmit energy that can scientifically be measured. Vogel was cutting the wands to reflect the famous alchemical transmutations, as above, so below. With the proportions dictated by the Tree of Life and the pyramids of Egypt, he cut the raw quartz crystal pieces that had somehow broken from their source and no longer had a consistent or symmetrical flow of energy. Each raw piece of quartz, clear, smoky, amethyst, citrine, or rutilated, was looked at with an inner sense of its true shape. In addition, the quartz crystals were cut to the frequency of water molecules, allowing them to resonate with the liquids in the body. The cutting was done with conscious caring and intention that enabled the crystal to find its true potential and optimum ability to transmit and amplify energy. Vogel knew that the real origin of illness is in the etheric body, as I mentioned at the top of the show. And although the body or emotions sustain a trauma, the etheric body holds the memory of physical or emotional injury, and it can become stagnant, distorted, or stuck. The result of this unstable or blocked energy is illness. He discovered that crystals are the common thread in healing that ties together energy, illness, and problems in the etheric body. Whenever light from the higher realms comes into a person's body, the light gets refracted if the etheric body is not stable. This can cause illness. The Vogel cut crystal gives the user immediate access to the etheric body and stabilizes it, allowing light from the higher realms to enter also. A matrix or template of perfection already exists inside the etheric body. Even when there is physical or emotional trauma, the matrix still exists and can be brought back to optimum conditions by the use of Vogel cut crystals. And this is why I'm saying is that basically we have this Atlantean technology through the Vogel crystals, and it's available to us today. And the actual technique used by the Vogel practitioner is simple but intense. The first key is the clear intention of sending only healing and love to the one being healed. In addition, when learning to do healing, the practitioner develops the ability to clear his or her mind and intentions, as well as raise their state of consciousness. A practitioner can meditate with the wand over the thymus, sometimes called the seat of the soul, located in the middle of the chest above the heart. The crystal will help to train the user's ability to concentrate, stay conscious of thoughts and feelings, align inner energy, focus intention, and prepare to bring the best possible healing to the one being healed. The person doing the treatment with a Vogel cut crystal directs the crystal in an amplified field up and down the person's body until the charge is at maximum. The individual being treated visualize the area to be treated and goes to the cause of his or her discomfort, imaging that it will be released with a pulse of breath. This breaks up and clears patterns of trauma that have been stored in bone, organs, or tissues. And each of the Vogel crystals are cut and tuned to the vibration of water. The number of sides the crystal has determines the charge capacity. The four-sided healing crystals for treatment of the body. The six-sided crystal is for emotional problems. The eight-sided is for treating deep shock and severe trauma. And the 13-sided reaches into past lives and releases blocks and resolves trauma. Since Marcel's death in 1991, several new cuts of crystals have been developed by two of the top lapidary experts in the world, carrying on the Vogel tradition. The crystals are tuned to specific healing abilities. one of the cutters, trained by Marcel himself, developed special meditation tools to aid crystal healers and those who wish to work on themselves. The two major new cuts he has done are the Vision Quest cut and the Foreseer. Both cuts enhance the individual's ability to go within and develop inner resources, increase psychic ability, and are grounding. The Vision Quest has teaching qualities, and the Foreseer aids in seeing past and future issues. This lapidary artist continues to produce the highest quality of 4, 6, 8, 13, and multi-sided Vogel cuts. And I would highly suggest that you check out Marcel Vogel. He has some YouTube kind of like workshops on how to utilize these Vogel crystals, and you can check out on the internet how you can actually obtain a Vogel crystal, which is really a connection to Atlantis, and thus connecting ancient civilization of Atlantis to modern times. And if we take what we know about crystals, there's some information about crystals that really everyone should keep in mind, and that is gemstones and crystals are not just ornaments or rocks or whatever some people want to call them. They have sentience. They have consciousness. And this is something that our society is just totally clueless about. Okay, and in point of fact, Master Kathumi actually has mentioned that if using some kind of a scale of frequency, if you gave a human, the average human, say a frequency of 200, and spiritual people between 5 and 700, on that scale, a crystal would be somewhere around 3,500. I mean, it's just totally, totally off the scale. In fact, crystals are known to be interdimensional. And I've also mentioned many times about the Andara crystals. And as far as information I receive, Andara crystals, I mean, these were found in monatomic fields. It's like having a high being in your house all the time. Andara, A-N-D-A-R-A, Andara crystals. Put one under your pillow at night. Check out and see what happens. They tend to work with you better during your dream states, where you have less resistance to their healing capabilities and knowledge capabilities. And I'd highly, highly suggest that you check out Andara crystals, because as far as I know, they're the highest frequency of any crystal on the planet. And that even includes moldavite, which I would also highly recommend. And interesting to note that after the destruction of Atlantis, many divine Atlanteans brought higher spiritual knowledge to Egypt and other countries, and moreover, many of them incarnated among people as messiahs and avatars. For example, Odin told the following about it, and I quote from Odin, "I am going to tell you about the Aesir, A-E-S-I-R, as they are called in Scandinavian legends and sagas. They were Atlanteans who assumed responsibility for the destiny of the people on Earth after the destruction of Atlantis. And there were not many, but their lifespans were much longer than that of other people living on the Earth at that time. They lived in the body for 300 to 500 years. It was normal for the Atlanteans. People remembered them as gods coming from heavens and ruling the Earth. They would come to the earth again and again, taking mortal women for wives, and this would bind them to the material plane. Yet in every incarnation, they would bring the new mortal body to the fullness of the divine awareness." And according to Adler, it is the traditions of Atlantis that Pythagoras wanted to restore through his school. And there's also a connection here that the yoga of the Atlanteans is the path of spiritual heart. And the Essenes were connected as well with the survivors from Atlantis as distant connections, and were connected with Atlantis, and they were taught an integral yoga. And the Essenes actually practiced an integral yoga that's almost identical to the integral yoga as taught by Sri Swami Satchidananda. And this was over 2,000 years ago. So there's definitely connections here of all kinds. And to me, this technology, this healing technology of crystals, and it's not just for healing one person, healing another person. It's also for self-healing. And to me, this is what we call taking self-responsibility and creating a self-sovereignty towards your health, not only in line with creating positive health, which, by the way, Bashar has outlined quite succinctly in his six basic concepts, and I'm going to repeat them because, you know, I keep talking to people that are complaining about their health all the time, but all they seem to want is some kind of a magic pill. And my personal opinion is that pills, if you really look at the side effects, in the long run, create a bigger problem than the original issue that they're intended to mask, and not cure, I should say, mask. And it's clear that people just don't want to do the work. I mean, the basics of good health are quite simple, but they're not practiced. Okay, one of those practices is pure water. And yet, how many people do we see that drink this garbage that's containing fluoride? All of that fluoride does, among many other negative things, is calcify your pineal gland. If you don't know about your pineal gland, it's time to wake up and find out about it. And by the way, Swami Nityananda suggests that you can use turmeric. You know, you wet it down a little bit and then rub it around your pineal gland, and it will detoxify your pineal gland. And pure water is so highly, highly important. In fact, I place an Andara crystal in my water supply. That's because we know through Masaru Emoto and the power of water that water is a perfect reflector of consciousness, and that actually emotions, both positive and negative, change the molecular structure of water. And you can see this demonstrated on the internet and through pictures that he takes of the beautifully formed snowflake-like crystals that appear when water is in contact with positive emotion, and how ugly and distorted these crystals become when they are exposed to negative energy. And what are we mostly made of? Water. Oh, and by the way, why are these Vogel crystals also tuned to water? Because it's connected to the body. I mean, all of this is really advanced science, and from my, as I understand it, I mean, certainly crystals and crystal technology was really in vogue in Atlantis, and, you know, I'll predict that there's going to be another wave of connection in our world as well, because the crystal kingdom is amazing, as well as the plant kingdom. And both can be highly, highly beneficial to us. One of the plants in particular that I always have on hand, is the aloe vera. I mean, it was, as I understand, given to us by Pleiadians, and the healing properties from the juices of the aloe vera plant are absolutely incredible. I mean, we know about how it helps with healing cuts and things externally, but most people are not familiar with how powerful the healing is from the aloe vera plant internally. Probably will cure 90% of all stomach issues. The aloe vera plant is jammed full of monatomic elements, by the way. And if you don't know about monatomics, that's the best secret that nobody knows about. Monatomics. Check out David Hudson lectures 1, 2, and 3 on the internet to find out about the whole history about the rediscovery of the mana or the monoatomic elements. High spin electrons that actually do not attack disease cells. They actually reprogram them. It's like a high frequency and a low frequency. The high frequency converts them. And it's been known to be effective with all sorts of human disorder. I should also point out that there's been a couple of absolutely amazing discoveries of recent note, and expounded one of them by Swami Nityananda, and that's Nityananda. Nityananda, and that's Nityananda. And according to Swami Nityananda, there's a product, and it's called Amrit Kalash, and that's A-M-R-I-T, Amrit Kalash, K-A-L-A-S-H. And a Dr. Ayuki Nina, that's N-I-N-A, a Japanese researcher, studied more than 500 different antioxidants over a period of 30 years. And he found the most powerful and effective antioxidant of all those tested is an ancient Ayurvedic herbal preparation called Amrit Kalash. And research shows that the antioxidant capabilities of Amrit Kalash are at least 25,000 times more powerful than those of vitamin C and E. And I'm going to repeat that. 25,000 times more powerful than those of vitamin C and E. Taking it is like supplying you with a Star Wars deflector shield. And this astounding ambrosia is composed of 44 different herbs and fruits that seem to work synergistically, enhancing the natural strength of one another's antioxidants. It is also called a rasayana, and that's R-A-S-A-Y-A-N-A, or that which negates old age and disease. Research has shown in a double-blind, placebo-controlled study, patients who received MAK5 improved significantly on an age-related alertness task. Performance of this task is known to highly correlate with age. The older you are, the worse you normally do on this test, and this study showed that MAK5 could enhance the capacity for attention and alertness that predictably declines with age. And there's another connection here as well to a product called Haritaki. That's H-A-R-I-T-A-K-I or Kadukai, which is spelled K-A-D-U-K-A-A-I. And it is the drink of the gods, according to Swami Nityananda. And he said that the Kadukai Podai is that which heals all diseases. And this wonder medicine removes the body's toxins in a natural way and makes one more energetic. It also purifies the blood and removes fat residues from the arteries and veins and it heals diabetes, hypertension, and heart problems. And it helps the vision to become sharp. And, no wonder, because it provides the body with 300% more oxygen, and taking it is the equivalent of 2 hours of pranayama. And the suggestion here is take one tablespoon before going to bed. And that's from Swami Nityananda. By the way, yeah, I ordered some, and it's arrived. I haven't picked it up from the post office yet, but I am really excited to try a product that in 5 seconds, when it goes to work in your body, increases your oxygenation 300% and is the equivalent of 2 hours of pranayama. I mean, are you kidding me? Like, I don't know about you folks, but you know, between my whatever the things I normally do during the day, to try to squeeze in 2 hours of pranayama just isn't going to work. And I also can appreciate the high benefit of actually doing 2 hours of pranayams or yogic breathing. I mean, I do a small set of them. It takes me about 15 minutes every day. But I mean, to do 2 hours and have a 300% increase in oxygenation, I think we all realize that disease cannot exist in a highly oxygenated environment. So what does that tell you? I mean, you've got to do the math. So as usual on ET Yoga, what I find is that the more that you become self-empowered, it spills over into healing, because the more you know about how the universe operates, the more you know about your own personal health. And thus, when I make comments at the top of the show about current medical procedures, I mean, Qigong and the kind of information that's out there right now concerning what you can avail yourself of is so far beyond this antiquated system that we're using that it's not even funny. I mean, not even funny. Sad in many respects. But if you've got the will and the interest to check out a lot of these ideas, in fact, as I was going through the list of the Bashar basic health, I kind of got carried away or sidetracked. So after the I was talking about the water, the next thing he's talking about is oxygenation. And so the second component of building a foundation of health is the oxygenation of the system, which even the Pleiadians highly, highly stress getting involved with some kind of deep breathing program. It even helps your body to assimilate nutrients and oxygenates the bloodstream. And pranayams or yoga pranayams are an excellent way to do this. And also this product that I mentioned will increase your oxygenation levels 300%. So if you're trying to go from good health to super health, I mean, this is one of those ways, like Qigong practice. It boosts you into a whole new category, because now you're starting to connect with some the universal energies. And you're learning how to activate systems in your subconscious that work towards increasing energy flow in the body. Another aspect of Bashar's Big Six is, of course, exercise. The people need to, you know, get off the couch and get out there and exercise. One of the best things anybody could ever do, and I'll challenge you to do, is shut the TV off for a month and get a life. Like, the television lowers your frequency, as well as many other things, like programming your beliefs. Not a positive thing, okay? Another area of Bashar's basics would be elimination of stress. That's probably a more challenging one, because as Master Ming Tong Gu, the Qigong master, says, it's that pretty much most of our illness is related to stress, which becomes chronic stress, which then manifests as blockages in your energy systems. And another one of Bashar's basic foundational is getting off meat. And I just talked to a guy, and he just had a, you know, cancer operation or whatever, and I'm telling him about Bashar's basic ideas for health, and why he couldn't be interested less, because if he had to give up meat, well, you know, life just isn't worth living. Well, it might come to that. One thing we know is even the Cancer Society, in their own literature, states that you can reduce the risk of cancer 60% by getting off red meat. Personally, I don't care what the source of information is. I believe that there may exist actually a few people on the planet that might require meat, but I can tell you this much, as a spiritual person, I would never eat meat. And it's a lower frequency. It's like eating a cadaver. Not only that, but it's harmful to the animal kingdom, and I'm not going to go there. And I'm just going to make that perfectly clear. And by the way, it's all a bunch of hogwash that you don't get, you can't get enough protein from other sources, because, I don't know, I haven't eaten meat in 15 years, and I can tell you one thing, I don't have any problems with my protein shortage, and neither do millions of other people that are vegetarian or vegan. I'd like to now move on to his last point of foundation for health, which is the concept of detoxification. And I like to equate that to kind of like changing the oil in your car once a year. In this day and age, yes, you need to detox, because we're accumulating too many toxic metals in our system. And these metals, they lodge in our immune system in a way that paralyzes it. And if you look at people, like, for example, that have cancer issues, you can bet that they have, number one, probably they have a lot of sugar in their diet. They have a weakened immune system, and they have a lack of vitamin D, which is another thing that I throw on as a seventh point to Bashar's list, and that is sunlight, because that's where we get the main source of vitamin D, and vitamin D is the trigger to the immune system. And with respect to these detoxifying, a simple way to detox, if you don't have a lot of money, is for $10, you can buy about 2 pounds of bentonite clay. And once a year for a couple of weeks, it tastes like crap, but you put some in a small glass of water and mix it up and gulp it down, and it'll suck all the metals out of your system. And that's one way to do it. Personally, I really enjoy the Dr. Schultz method at the American Botanical Pharmacy in California. That's Dr. Schultz. And he's got these 5-day detox programs for your liver, kidney, colon, and brain. And they're really fun to do, I think. They're 5-day programs with a 3-day juice fasting in the middle. And highly, highly effective. And actually even recommended by Bashar. And I've been listening to Bashar for over 20 years and never heard him recommend more than about 3 or 4 different products or books over a 20-year period, but he recommended Dr. Schultz's American Botanical Pharmacy. And thus, those are the foundational things of health. And as Bashar says, the human body is capable of curing 99.9% of all issues. But let's run through the list again. Who does all? Who do you know of your friends that drinks pure water, that super oxygenates the system because they do a deep breathing program, that gets plenty of exercise, that works on eliminating their stress, that eats a vegan or vegetarian diet, and does detox at least once a year and gets plenty of sunlight? And these are just basics, okay? And if you can't do the basics, well, I feel sorry for you. Would now like to mention at this point in the program that my best wishes in your quest for full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I'd now like to close the show in my normal fashion by sharing with you the Who Am I technique, which is known as the Vichara. And as far as I know, it was originally taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi to his high advanced disciples. And I learned the technique actually from Baba Ram Das. And it goes something like this. You place all your attention in your ajna center, or your third eye, and you become that spot. And while you're becoming that spot, you then ask the question, who am I? And you can do that multiple times, 50 times, 100 times, 4 times, fast or slow, whatever seems to be right for you. And you're in this particular technique, you're not really looking for a tangible answer, you're looking for an experience. This is the key to a doorway, and when you go through the doorway, you're going to realize that you are your higher self. And it might not happen the first time, might not happen for 1,000 times, but I'll tell you, if we have listeners out there that this works for, please, please contact me, because I'd love to hear about your success with this technique. And you can contact me at paperfungo, PAPERFUNGO, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. So here we are. You're in your ajna center. You're becoming that spot. You're asking the question, who am I? And then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.